Monday, November 10th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. A demonstration was held in the city of Barcelona on Sunday against an informal referendum on Catalonia's independence from Spain. Riot police watched from across the street as dozens of far-right protesters burned the Catalan flag, chanted fascist slogans, and performed a Nazi salute. More than a million people turned out for the symbolic vote, which the Spanish government has ruled unconstitutional. Protesters in Mexico City have reacted with anger to confirmation from the government that the 43 university students missing for 6 weeks were killed. On Friday, Attorney General Jesus Murillo announced that the charred remains of the students had been found. After speaking for an hour, Murillo told journalists at a press conference that he was tired, sparking outrage unseen since news broke of the attack on the students in Guerrero State in late September. On Saturday, demonstrators marched from the Attorney General's office to the National Palace, where they set fire to the entrance of the building. Unconfirmed reports have circulated that airstrikes targeting senior members of the Islamic State in Iraq may have wounded or killed the group's top leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Residents of al-Qa'im told the Reuters news agency that militants cleared a local hospital to bring in their wounded following the assault. A U.S. military spokesman on Saturday said that an airstrike hit a convoy of 10 armored vehicles belonging to the group after what was believed to be a gathering of senior leaders. A morgue worker in the city of Mosul said 50 militants' bodies were brought in after the attack, but no official word yet on Baghdadi's fate. A group of Syrian children are demanding to go back to school, and it isn't violence that's keeping them from the classroom. This video posted online shows teachers and around 24 students in the city of Deir ez-Zor calling for their school to be reopened after the Islamic State shut it down. The Islamic State has reportedly shut down all of the schools in areas it controls in eastern Syria while it reviews the curriculum. Activists say the group has begun eliminating subjects like chemistry and physics to make room for several hours of religious studies. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Today is November 10th, 2014, 107 here on the East Coast. If you'd like to email me, ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outkastradio.net. Over the weekend, what I did was reconfigure the website, so you still have your six top headlines with pictures at the top. But underneath that, where the news section was, I was having an issue with WordPress. It was printing the entire or displaying the entire text, not just the article. Over the weekend, I figured it out. And so now what you have are six headlines on top, 10 headlines below that, and you can click to read the entire story, and then 10 videos. So on the homepage itself, every day, twice a day, you'll have 26 stories, and I think it's a great amalgam, which is one of my favorite words, of many news sites. And I think it gives you a good perspective on a little bit of everything that's going on. It's not that serious all the time, but it does get into some heavy stuff. Let's get into some of the emails. I rarely have been reading these lately. Butch writes in, "Hey, oh, you're right. The book does say there will be a new world order. And yes, Alex is ranting like a rabid hound right now. Thank you for not doing that. Cool heads will prevail." And they will. And it's part of the reason I try not to get too emotional when I do this show. Every once in a while, a jackass will call in and I go off, but not that much as I used to. Indifference is a wonderful weapon. Steve writes in, "The fast food industry are masters of subliminal advertising. 60 Minutes once did a program on how they can get you out of your lazy boy and run to the nearest McDonald's for a Big Mac. Yes, Chris Christie made a few Dunkin' Donut Krispy Kreme runs based on that bulging waistline." I think he did lose a little bit of weight, and then he got it back. Got to be diligent, young man. Mike writes in, "Don, I resent you suggesting that we sensationalize our stories to get extra attention. Sincerely, Y2K, Ebola, and Alex Jones bullhorn." Why does he have a bullhorn if he's on 150 radio stations? Yeah, I know. That's been one of the questions I've had for quite a while. Bobby writes in, "That is the key." Yeah, you're right about that. "In conversations with family and friends, I have often alluded to what I consider to be symbology. Not always sure whose symbology it is, but I know that Satan must show his cards before he acts. Are we wise enough to see and recognize this symbology?" And my daughter, Haley, just sent me an email And, you know, as I've told you on the radio before, she's completely dialed into all this. I'm going to take a look at it after the show. Apparently, dollar store toy wand has a hidden picture of demonic. A mother in Dayton, Ohio, was shocked this week when she purchased a toy wand for her child at a dollar store, only to find a demonic picture hidden in it. I haven't had a chance to investigate that, but I will, and I'll post it. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Well, hello, CD.
Hello, Francis.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, I'll address the situation with the gal with the commentary about the drink and all that stuff in a moment, but I really feel for the 37 million bees that were found dead. That's just absolutely abhorrent, considering that GMO should not be going on in the operation of its own accord. But, yeah, it was interesting, all the different articles you have there listed from one end to the other. It's like, okay. But, you know, so as far as that gal is concerned with that drink and what she's talking about and the symbology, if people are that blind that they can't see what's looking in their face, then they deserve...
Well, are you still there? Yeah, you broke up for a second. Go ahead, continue, Francis.
I wonder which part I broke that.
Well, you said if people are that, I think something to the effect, if people are that naive to not believe that and not see it staring them in the face.
Well, actually blind, that they're going to be willfully blind to what's in front of their face, then they deserve to be deceived. But quite frankly, as far as the lady was concerned, I presume that was a religious conference of some sort that she was talking about this item at. Because it certainly wasn't a marketing one, that's for certain. If it was, she would have been escorted out of there lock, stock, and barrel. But quite frankly, she has every right, by the Constitution and freedom of speech, to address an item of merchandise as she sees fit to bring it to people's attention if they're even willing to listen. So if anybody else wants to talk about an item of merchandise that people consume, then hey, go for it.
You know, that's the epiphany I had over the weekend, and I just like saying that word.
Yeah.
It really hit me this weekend, Francis. My job, this radio show, my only job is to show people what I think is going on, and then I'm free. You know, there was a period when I was doing this show when I thought I really need to communicate this to people, and they need to see the light. And really, what it is all I have to do is put up on this website and talk about what I think is going on, and then let people make up their own damn mind, because the burden is off me at that point. You know, I care. I want to see people to see the truth. But if they don't, that's not my problem. That's their problem. And I've gotten to the point where I don't, on one level, I just don't give a damn anymore. I feel obligated to do this. But as far as what people believe, believe whatever the hell you want to believe. It's your life.
Well, that's true. But OCD is one thing. Actually, several collusion of points here. One, you do. I have one interesting relationship with dentists that they like the word amalgam as well. So you're not the only one. You're in good company. It'll back up you, depending on your definition. There's an old thing I remember at one point. It just reminded me of. You can lead a horse to water, but you sure as heck cannot make them drink.
No.
And that horse will drink when it wasn't drink when it's damn well ready to drink, and not a moment before, and not a minute after.
You know, one of the things I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I think their strategy is brilliant. You know, I've been at meetings where someone with short-term sobriety will just get up and walk out or get mad or yell. I've seen people turn over tables, get into fights. And the most amazing thing happens after that person walks out and goes, ah, the hell with all you people. And just, you know, they go back out and they drink. The meeting continues as if they weren't even there. And that's really how I want to run this radio show, that, you know, occasionally people call in and they'll get confrontational. Let them get confrontational. The radio show is going to continue. I'm going to keep bringing what I think is the truth. And if
now
people want to
the
believe
nail.
It, that's their own, that's,
now you're
that's
getting
up to
the
them.
Nail. Now you're getting the nail. OCD, if you think about it, if you haven't ticked somebody off, no matter what genre of life is going on, and brought something to their attention that ticks them off, if you haven't done that, then something is wrong. They are so mind-blown, mentally conditioned to think and see a certain way about things in life around them that they're not going to know anybody different. I mean, they're better off just simply having a pair of sunglasses on. They're like blinders. They can't see what's going on around them in the back of their head before someone comes up behind them and whacks them in the head and robs them. I mean, basically, that's what people are doing now. They're allowing themselves to be robbed blindly, and they're like, I'll go have a beer, I'll go have a whatever, you know, and numb the pain and all that, or a pharmaceutical drug, and yet they have no idea why they're in pain or why they're having a side effect from the drug as a result. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Symbology is there, you know, I'll hang on, and I'm not conditioned.
I know you're not. All right, Francis, hang on. Steve, if you'll be patient, you'll go on right after Francis. 800-313-9443. This is Outkast Radio, Black and White in a Gray World.
You're about to discover an amazing new program, which not only makes buying gold affordable, but offers an exciting way to look at gold from a whole new angle. Introducing Karat Bars International. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a gold veteran, Karat Bars International is attracting even the most discriminating buyers. What's causing all the excitement? The Karat Bar. About the size of a credit card, these beautifully designed cards contain a small denomination of pure 24-karat gold bullion framed inside. People love Karat Bars. They're affordable, a whole lot of fun to show off, and most importantly, Karat Bars are real currency in denomination sizes you can actually use. For example, can you imagine trying to pay for a bag of groceries with an ounce of gold? It's just not realistic. That's why Karat Bars makes perfect sense. A gram of gold is far more manageable. Ready for your Karat Bars? No problem. Simply create a free account and have them delivered. And while you're at it, you may also want to consider their exclusive gold savings plan. Easy to use and simple to understand, this revolutionary new feature was created to help you acquire more gold each month through small monthly purchases. However, it's important to realize that you're not actually purchasing gold. Rather, you are simply exchanging your paper money for a superior currency, something far more stable. Karat Bars are accepted and recognized as currency all over the world. This creates enormous potential for you. You see, whenever a Karat Bar is purchased, commissions are paid. For every custom card purchased, commissions are paid. Each and every month, when gold is purchased through their very popular gold savings plan, commissions are paid. These commissions flow not just to the person who directly referred them, but paid generously through multiple generations. They even offer company-wide bonus pools, allowing you to share in the profits of the entire company. And as the demand for Karat Bars grows, so does your opportunity. So let me ask you this. How much money do you want to make? Whatever your goals are, our state-of-the-art marketing system was custom designed to help explode your Karat Bar enterprise. The news about Karat Bars is spreading fast, so the time to act is right now. Opening your account takes just a few moments. It's free, simple, and once it's created, you've literally got the world at your fingertips.
For more information about Karat Bars and how to acquire Karat Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm OCD. Good to be back on the radio. It really is. You know, this is kind of like lifting weights. It's a real pain in the neck sometimes, and it hurts physically and spiritually. But then when you're done, it feels so good to be able to get on the radio and say what I want, put up a website where I post the stories that I want. I have no filter except my own. The management of this radio station, John, doesn't tell me what I can say, what I can't say. It's quite a gift. It really is. to be able to go on the radio, say whatever I want, what I think is the truth, and then you to figure it out. You know how unique that is? And to do it on a national radio show? If you get a chance, go to the website, outcastradio.net. I do want you to look at one video. It's called Dark Side to Monster Drinks Labeling. Figure it out for yourself. This woman, her contention is that there is subliminal advertising that is demonic in nature. And the more I look at the video, the more I've read up on this. It's not like this is the first time I've heard about this. I think there's something to it. When I was in college, I did take a course in subliminal advertising. It's there. And who says they can't do it in a demonic fashion? And then I get an email from my daughter in Austin, and she sends me this link about the dollar store and this wand that has demonic imagery in it. If you don't see it, I can't make you see it. But just because you don't believe in gravity doesn't mean it's not affecting you. Believe whatever you want to believe. All right, Francis, you wanted to finish your thought. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. It's who knows when that convention that she was at or conference she was at occurred that she did that at. So, of course, knows how long ago that was. But I'm sure that drink has been out far longer than when that conference showed up, that she's having a canary over it and so forth to bring it to people's attention. So, go figure. Oh, and by the way, a big shout-out to Renee, for that matter, just so she knows I'm not thinking about her. So, anyway...
You know, if you and Renee were to connect, I could see you two doing a show, and I would listen to that show.
Uh-oh. The question is, it's interesting you said, because someone else made that comment on another show about that she should do on her show. But the question is, what the heck would we talk about?
Well, you could do like a morning show. I can't hook you up because I don't know where he's at, but I know he is in Wisconsin. Have Joel in Wisconsin, you and Renee, and you guys, we'll get you on the Dish Network. We can call you the Anti-Dish Radio Show.
Oh! Ow!
I would watch that. While they're they're talking about the celebrities, you guys can be talking about RFID chips, HARP, Chemtrail, and the CFR.
That's just the CFR?
Anything you want. Do a little Honey Boo Boo, do a little Chemtrail.
No Honey Boo Boo. I'm sorry, that poor child's been abused enough as is. I don't think that child will ever have a normal life.
No, she's looking forward to a lifetime of therapy.
Looking forward to or dreading it?
Not dreading it. Well, she doesn't know, she's just a kid.
I know.
She's the victim in all of it. She is, you know.
And what gets me is that poor child has been abused, and yet the parents are making a killing off the kid, you know, money-wise. It's disgusting. I mean, that's your flesh and blood, and you're going to sell that child of yours for money? I mean, I'm sorry. You talk about being satanic? That's satanic to me.
You, Renee, and Joel would do a kick-ass radio show. I would listen. I got to go. I got some other calls.
Okay, later.
Steve in Colorado, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Tom, right?
Yeah, this is Tom. Go ahead.
I always get confused between you and Don. I don't know why.
Don doesn't have a lot of talent, but I'm doing okay.
That's funny. Hey, your last three callers, man, that's when I started tapping in here, listening. Really awesome people. And I have a friend next to me that said, this guy's nice and calm, meaning you. It's not like all the ranting, talking heads out there that, you know, are just yelling and screaming like the Jones fear-mongering, you know, individual that he is. Learned that later on, and was in denial with that for a few. But you know, as time goes on, you start seeing a bigger picture. I just wanted to bring up. Oh man! Well, first of all, I want to shout out to everyone out there that GMO, Monsanto, or genetically modified organisms should be banned. Not we shouldn't be fighting for it. It should be labeled. It should be banned out of this country, you know, by now. I mean, there's so much evidence out there seeing what's going on. I mean, the bees are dying, and you just mentioned that before, because of corn crops. And I just want to shout out, this is my strong opinion, that I think our military is fighting for orders, and they're not fighting for freedom, and they're fighting for a career. Just to stay in battle and, you know, have a paycheck come in their pocket. And some know what's going on, but some refuse to know, or they've been so badly programmed. And, I mean, I guess this is what we're seeing, Tom, with a very poisoned society. And have you heard of the trade agreement that they're trying to pass?
You're talking about the SSP?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you say that again?
Well, let's see. There's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trans-Pacific Partnership. That would be TPP. That is
that's
one
it.
Agreement. Yeah, is that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the heard on the radio, McConnell. How do you say his name? I'm sorry.
Mitch McConnell?
Yep. I think they're... This is what they're trying to, you know, we're going to probably ram down our throat or try to, you know, make a deal with the Republicans. And then what I project here is that when maybe in a few more months, talk radio will wind up becoming, even Fox will become, wind up becoming more on the left side. You'll see more liberal media, you know, it's kind of like a switch, you know what I'm saying? Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. You know, right now CNN has been dropped. My understanding is from the Dish Network, and they're not even on the radar. As a matter of fact, in the morning, the Weather Channel has higher ratings than CNN, MSLSD, and CNBC.
You know, people are getting tired of the same repeats. And but I noticed most of society is still how do you say addicted to repetition, and they're fighting more. They're fighting more for sports than their own freedom.
Oh, you should have saw what it was like yesterday in the sports bar. I went with my son to Buffalo Wild Wings. Wow. You don't hear that kind of excitement in a church, and you certainly don't hear it when people talk about what really is going on behind the curtain. I mean, rooting and screaming for something that doesn't really matter, it's a great distraction, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the NFL. But not to the passion and the degree that they do. That's a religion to them.
I totally agree, Tom. I wouldn't give them a red cent, not a cent, and I wouldn't participate in it at all. And you know, just like you said, I agree. They put more effort into it than or you see more energy put into it than a church.
By the way, Steve, this is Don, not Tom.
I'm sorry, Don.
Don't worry about it. I've enjoyed it. I've always wanted the name Tom.
God, I'm sorry, man. I get confused.
No worries, no worries.
You almost sound the same. Anybody ever tell you that?
No, I have been told I look the same as John, though.
But yeah, you know, through all this madness, you have to put some humor in it because it's so deep. There's so much going on, you know, and it's hard to break somebody's bubble. I mean, they're still stuck on this left-right paradigm, you know, mentality. And
I know.
It's hard to break.
You know, that yeah, I think you hit on it, Steve. You know, what I'm trying to do on the show is not to freak out, because in the past when I would be listening to Alex, you know, before I got the show, I would get nervous. My hands would start to shake a little bit. And I thought, you know, there's too much fear being instilled in people. When you look at the website, my website, you listen to my show, I'm telling you what I think is going on. I'm not telling you what is going on. You've got to figure it out for yourself. And when it's presented as this is the truth, believe it or don't, all the time, that's where you mislead people.
Can I hold just one second?
Yeah, you can hold. Hang on.
Thank you.
800-313-9443. Rick in Alabama, Frank in Pennsylvania. You'll be right after Steve. Marks me down.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil. It's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio, OCD here. It is Monday, the 10th of November, 2014, 1:33 here on the East Coast, and here are the headlines making news at OutcastRadio.net. I want you to check out this video. It's entitled, Dark Side to Monster Drinks Labeling. Figure it out for yourself. In the video, the woman contends that there is demonic subliminal advertising. Your thoughts. Protect yourself from RFID, frightening tracking technology. Public universities in California launch loan program for illegal immigrants. Obamacare architect Gruber admits lack of transparency. Translation, lying. Got a cool video of a rocket bike breaking a world record at 207 miles per hour. Imagine being on a bicycle doing 207. Well, you can watch it. In a video of George W. Bush, who says he has no regrets over his decision to invade Iraq. Also on the homepage, I've changed the text. It used to be that a headline would appear and then the entire article. Well, I've reconfigured that. So now you have six main headlines with pictures and then 10 headlines underneath that and then 10 videos next to that. So when you pull up the homepage, at least from your desktop, you're going to get 26 headlines and articles and or videos. It's a much easier site to navigate. Not that it was that bad before, but check it out, and you'll see all the headlines at OutcastRadio.net. Go ahead, Steve. Finish what you were saying.
Hey, I got a scenario here. It's going to be a little, like, I would say a little weird and strange. No curse or anything like that. But, Don, did you ever bump into somebody that if you try to wake them up and you said to them something like, to the awareness of GMO food, what's the first thing they say to you?
Oh, that couldn't be. That's
all right.
That's
ready? Now, here's my take on it. I went to a takeout just to get something to drink, and I said, "No, I don't want no GMO burgers." What is that? And I explained it, and that person said, "I don't care. I eat it up. I'll eat it up. It tastes good. I'll eat it." I said, "Really? Well, when I bump into people like that from now on, this is what I'm going to say. Okay? And it might sound a little out there, but I would say, well, look, if I'm going to cook dinner for you, and I kind of like drop some of my stool in your food, you know, right in front of you, is that going to matter? Because a toxin's a toxin. Don, do you think that's extreme?
Oh, of course it is.
But do you think that would wake them up?
No.
It's pretty...
The thing about it is, you know, you can explain to someone what a GMO is, but damn, it tastes good. Wow, I don't care as long as it tastes. You're going to put poop in it. Well, I ain't eating it. You put your poop in it, but I'll eat it with GMO, GEO. I don't care.
But you see, it'll wake them up. I'm the French.
No, it won't. You have to realize, most people, when you talk to them about this stuff, it's like having a conversation with a dog. You can try and you can go to Starbucks, reserve a booth or whatever. You're still talking to a dog.
But this is the reason why we're in this mess, because of that mind, that sign, you know, because of this mindset.
They don't want to know. It comes down to free will. People don't want to know this stuff because it takes them out of their comfortable paradigm. They like the illusion that everything is fine.
So who are we trying to save here? You know, I'm trying to save my own. You know, people
right.
like. I guess you're trying to save people like...
Well, I'll give you an example. All right, take a look at the website. Okay, the video, I titled it, Dark Side to Monster Drinks Labeling, ? Figure it out for yourself. I think that's a much more effective way to communicate it than go, monster's in bed with the devil and Satan and the world is about to end.
Right.
What we need to start doing is realizing these people need to be brought in slowly. If you pull someone out of the matrix immediately, like they did with Neo, you know, Morpheus said, we usually don't pull out people that are your age because they can't handle the shock. Most people cannot handle the shock of being pulled out of this matrix quickly. So what I'm trying to do on the show is pull them out slowly. And
yeah,
so
if
you give them food for thought, realize that only a remnant is going to get it. We're not talking about a majority. Most people are never going to get this, but our job is to pull out a remnant. How big that remnant is, I don't know.
Well, I agree with that, 100%. Don.
All right, man. I got to move on. Hey, have a great day. God bless you. Thank you for being out there. Do appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in Pennsylvania. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, Monster Energy drink brought back some memories. Living on messaging. I remember back in the 80s, I was working for a grocery store, and we got called in from corporate. Now, these are the big boys. It was a major chain grocery store I was working for, and we had to pull all the boxes of a breakfast cereal called Count Chocula, because in this breakfast cereal advertisement symbol in the front had a picture of Bela Lugosi, but he was apparently wearing a Star of David. And the Jewish groups were so outraged that they would put the Star of David on a vampire that they demanded that we pull the boxes, and we had to send them all back to General Mills to be repackaged and sent out. Well, the new boxes came down with Count Chocula, you know, like Bela Lugosi, but it didn't have the symbol he was wearing. And I guess it did look like the Star of David. I really didn't know much back then. I was, you know, in my 30s. What did I really know? But that was the public interest group of the, you know, the Jewish public interest groups that demanded that these boxes be pulled because they found it offensive. Now, with Monster Energy drink, that could be perfectly right. It could be the Hebrew symbol for 666. It's just that it's fashionable today to bash Christians, and, well, you know, they always make, well, you know, Christians are always whining about something. And it's been going on quite pervasively throughout the media for quite a number of years. I remember a show that was called Good Christian Bees, you know, and that bee was, think of a female dog. And that was actually put on network TV, you know. So, and I'm serious. It was a show called that. So I guess it depends on what interest group gets offended and the power of that interest group to make a major food chain pull its cereal boxes because they found offensive.
Count Chocula had a Star of David around his neck.
It was a picture of Bela Lugosi. I just vaguely remember it, but I remember it was like they were trying to, you know, like impose a picture of Bela Lugosi in a Dracula, like from the 1930s. Right. And he was wearing, it looked like a Star of David, but so many Jewish people were offended that they just, you know, the groups called off, and we had to pull all the boxes. Everything had to be repackaged.
You know, and think about it.
I'm dead serious. True story.
I believe you. I believe you. But what I'm thinking is, if you didn't throw out those boxes, they'd probably be worth a lot of money right now.
I guess for collectors, you know, because, but we had to send every single box back for repackaging. And when the new packaging came down, the symbol was missing off of his, you know, his front shirt there. And it didn't look like Bela Lugosi, I remember that, but, you know, it happened so many years. It was back in the mid-80s, I would say.
Hang on, my producer was saying something. He said he wanted to know, originally, did they call that Count Jugula?
I remember it was a breakfast cereal called Count Chocula, and that's the only thing I can remember about it, but I remember we were forced to pull the boxes, and, you know, a lot of us got some overtime over that, too, so we were kind of happy, but I thought you might find that story interesting on what interest groups seem to have a lot of power if they feel offended versus other interest groups that might be large in numbers, but they don't really have the power to pull.
Well, what really blew me away about this video, one of the reasons I uploaded it to the website, was the fact that it's had over 2 million hits in a day. And I was looking at the quality of the video. It really wasn't that good. It looks like it was shot with an iPhone. The audio, the quality isn't really that good, but the message seems to be getting some traction. And I think if we can open up people's minds, you know, take Monster Drink off the table and just realize that subliminal advertising is everywhere. You know, my dad used to be a district manager for Stop and Shop in New England. And what you're talking about with the grocery store chains and the subliminal advertising, I mean, I was brought up on this marketing scheme. My dad told me all about subliminal advertising.
Well, you know, I agree. It is everywhere. It was done, you know, Bernays knew it, you know, Freud knew it. They knew how to advertise, you know, to get people to act subliminally, to buy something when they don't really need it. So I agree. It's all over.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea is you create an emotion. When you look at that package, it creates an emotion, and then you want to satisfy that emotion, and normally we do that by eating the food.
Absolutely. Great point. And, you know, it's done everywhere we go. If you just go to your grocery store and see how they package food today, you know, it might be GMO, like you said, but people still buy it just for the packaging.
It tastes good. You know, the thing of it is, the hamburger is GMO. Well, it tastes good. It didn't kill me, so why are you harshing my buzz?
All right. Okay, John, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Rich in Alabama, Jonathan in Kentucky, Renee, you're all on the way, and Steve in California.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
You're about to discover an amazing new program, which not only makes buying gold affordable, but offers an exciting way to look at gold from a whole new angle. Introducing Karat Bars International. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a gold veteran, Karat Bars International is attracting even the most discriminating buyers. What's causing all the excitement? The Karat Bar. About the size of a credit card, these beautifully designed cards contain a small denomination of pure 24-karat gold bullion framed inside. People love Karat Bars. They're affordable, a whole lot of fun to show off, and most importantly, Karat Bars are real currency in denomination sizes you can actually use. For example, can you imagine trying to pay for a bag of groceries with an ounce of gold? It's just not realistic. That's why Karat Bars makes perfect sense. A gram of gold is far more manageable. Ready for your Karat Bars? No problem. Simply create a free account and have them delivered. And while you're at it, you may also want to consider their exclusive gold savings plan. Easy to use and simple to understand, this revolutionary new feature was created to help you acquire more gold each month through small monthly purchases. However, it's important to realize that you're not actually purchasing gold. Rather, you are simply exchanging your paper money for a superior currency, something far more stable. Karat Bars are accepted and recognized as currency all over the world. This creates enormous potential for you. You see, whenever a Karat Bar is purchased, commissions are paid. For every custom card purchased, commissions are paid. Each and every month, when gold is purchased through their very popular gold savings plan, commissions are paid. These commissions flow not just to the person who directly referred them, but paid generously through multiple generations. They even offer company-wide bonus pools, allowing you to share in the profits of the entire company. And as the demand for Karat Bars grows, so does your opportunity. So let me ask you this. How much money do you want to make? Whatever your goals are, our state-of-the-art marketing system was custom designed to help explode your Karat Bar enterprise. The news about Karat Bars is spreading fast, so the time to act is right now. Opening your account takes just a few moments. It's free, simple, and once it's created, you've literally got the world at your fingertips.
For more information about Karat Bars and how to acquire Karat Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world. OCDAustin at yahoo.com, website outcastradio.net. Let's start with Rich in Alabama. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Good, OCD. Just listening to the previous callers and stuff, I was reminded, and I forgot what was exactly said, but I just wanted to let you know that there were a couple of very interesting videos that I watched back about 13, 14 years ago. And I haven't forgotten them, and I share them as much as possible with lots of people. And one of them was from a professor, Dr. Francis Schaeffer, who was a Christian apologist who wrote a series of books. And he actually made a video, and he toured through Europe and started off in Jerusalem. Actually, it was a Roman bridge somewhere in Europe. But anyway, the title of that video was How Shall We Then Live? And what he did is he compared the quality of the Roman Republic when it was at its highlight And then as it became corrupt and degenerate, he would show the audience in the video series how decadence came into the empire. And you could tell by the quality of the craftsmanship, for example, in the coins, mainly, and basically through the the bread and circus that eventually came along. And then he walks through all these places throughout Europe and stands in these places where these events took place that reaffirm the how the Bible, for example, had a major influence with the revolution of for the Protestant Revolution, for example.
Well, what we're seeing right now is the meltdown, you know, and we're seeing it. And I appreciate the call, Rich, in Alabama. We're seeing the meltdown right now. Like I said, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, which is a very nice restaurant, with my son yesterday. There were probably 10 screens going at once, and the noise was distracting, to say the least. And everybody in there had ADD. You couldn't have a conversation with anybody. People weren't conversing. It was as if it was a church. And the NFL has become the church. There's two churches you can go to. You can go to the Lacedonia Church on Sunday, for the most part. Or you can go to the NFL church. And I like watching football. It's a great distraction. But there are fans and then there are fanatics. And many are fanatical about this. This is their religion. Steve in California, what are you thinking?
Well, I wanted to comment on your energy drinks. Back in my day, like I'm an old man here, but I remember when Gatorade was the energy drink. Of course, it was developed by a scientist, a chemist at the University of Florida. And the basic emphasis was on electrolytes that were needed to maintain strength. But now, you know, you look at these energy drinks, you know, you stay out all night, don't eat well, come to work, and somebody hands you an energy drink, says, here, drink this, and you'll wake up. Now get to work. I just got to laugh at it.
Yeah. You know, and as far as the imagery goes, you know, I'll let people figure that out for themselves. But to say that subliminal advertising doesn't exist, and the manipulation, you know, I love this other headline I have up here on my website. Obamacare architect Gruber admits lack of transparency. What a wonderful way of saying lying.
Yeah, but you're also missing one important thing about these whole energy drinks. Basically, they're high in caffeine, trying to wake you up. There's a problem here. But the basic element is people aren't getting enough rest. They aren't taking care of themselves. So they're needing these drinks to wake up. Instead of going to bed at decent hours and taking care of themselves and eating well, now I'm not going to do that. This is just, you know, it's one of these disposable societies. We want it all fast, and we want to live to the edge and do whatever we want to do, stay out all night. Got to be working in the morning, and I'm dragging, so what am I going to do? I'm going to, instead of do the responsible thing, I'm going to drink an energy drink, wake up. There you go.
It's the nation we live in. You know, there's one show I've been watching lately on CNN, and I don't watch CNN. What I watch is Anthony Bourdain, and they've pretty much given up on news and CNN. I really enjoy watching his show, and he was talking about his own addiction to heroin last night, and how they start out with the pills. You know, you've got an ache, you've got a pain. Hey, how about some Oxycontin? Oh, don't worry, it's not addictive. So in many ways, it's the pharmaceutical companies that get people initially hooked on these opiates, and then they segue into heroin when they can't get the prescription. And it's the same thing to a lesser degree with drinks like Monster. They get you hooked on this crap. Instead, like you said, Steve, of taking care of yourself, living a healthy lifestyle, you supplement with all these drugs.
So what's the next step beyond the Monster drink for these people? What's next?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a needle. What do you do? Just start shooting up before you go to work.
A big giant shot of glucose.
Here's your GMO burger. Here's your Monster drink. Now shut up and go to work.
Yep, there you go. Thanks, Doc.
All right, man. Have a great day, Steve. Appreciate you being out there in California. Let's go to Jonathan in Kentucky. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Don, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, brother. What's up?
Well, when you guys are talking about the energy drinks, it kind of made me ponder a thought where, do you think that it's a possibility that the mark of the beast could be more plural than singular, since there's so many multiple avenues of advertisement?
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, you know, people talk about the mark, and, you know, some people say it's in your forehead, it's in your hand, but isn't, you know, wearing, like, you know, dirt bike racers are sponsored by Monster, Red Bull, things like that, and so they're wearing the mark, and there's different avenues of it, and that's the mark of the beast, or dark Luciferianism, so wouldn't you already be advertising or wearing the mark?
Well, you could and not be aware of it. I mean, there's a huge difference between willingly taking a mark and turning over your free will and allegiance to another entity, you know, than wearing a Monster shirt. I just think that most people are not even aware of it, and it's so hard not to get involved in the system. I buy coffee from Starbucks, okay?
Oh, geez.
Well, there are those that say, well, that mermaid, she's a vixen, she's demonic, you know, but I'm still going to drink Starbucks. I've got to be in this world and function. The problem with Christianity, as I see it today, there's this hierarchy. It goes like this. If you can't play rock music, you play country. And if you can't play country, you play Christian. That's the hierarchy. And it's the same thing with media. The Christian media, for the most part, is so subpar and not aware of what's going on in the world that people tune it in and they laugh at it because it's just naive. They've got their heads in the cloud. They're no earthly good because they're so heavenly bound. And what Christians need to do, especially in the media, is get in the mud, call it out for what it is, create a conversation, and don't be this naive, head in the cloud guy. Oh, blessed in the country, blessed in the city. Most people, their lives are falling apart and they're looking for answers.
I agree. You said it. I wanted to say one more thing. Took her out shooting this last weekend, by the way.
Oh, the girl, was that your second date?
That was actually my third. She came over another night for dinner again because I guess it was so awesome. But,
really? So what are you thinking?
Yeah. Oh, man, she's awake. She's starting to want to drink distilled water, non-fluorinated. She's wanting to start eating healthy. I have her listening to your show. I got her hooked on more music, better music than, you know, like rap or rock that's real dark message. And she actually wants to get a carry permit now. She actually fell in love with shooting my Glock. But we shot that, the AR and the AK. She liked the AK, too, but she liked shooting the pistol. And I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool. I'm getting her woken up, so...
Well, not only are you getting her woken up, it sounds like you might have found a keeper.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The reason why she came on the third date is she said she had a dream that night about us having children. And most women just don't say that. And, you know, she was very skittish, like a deer. You know, you sneak up on her the wrong way, she's gone. You won't see her till next season, you know. So, been very patient. And her having a dream was kind of odd. I mean, it was very vivid, she said, so... Anyway,
I'm glad to hear it's going well. You know, just continue to take it slow and let me know when's your fourth date scheduled.
All right, Don, I'll see you, bro.
All right. Have a great day. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tonight. I actually have a guest, John Gabrielson. We're going to talk about transhumanism and the singularity. Should be fun. In the meantime, check out the website, outcastradio.net. Have a great day. I'll see you at 10.